Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Hour 2 for Thursday, October 21st, 2010. Michigan State celebrating a very important anniversary. On Saturday, the School of Journalism is going to honor 100 years of journalism at Michigan State. No, I have not seen all 100 of them, but I want to welcome in our next guest, Lucinda Davenport, director of the MSU School of Journalism. Hello, Lucinda. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, chatting with me this evening.
I want to talk a little bit about this and how unusual it must have been. I see Big Ten schools now that do not have schools of journalism, and Michigan State got a 100-year head start.
Well, we certainly did, and I do want to clarify just a tad in that it is actually 100 years of journalism education at Michigan State University. Although we do have the oldest college that has the School of Journalism in it, but it was back in 1910 that was the very first journalism course offered, called agricultural journalism.
And what was the impetus for that? What's the story behind that?
Well, a year earlier, in 1909, the Michigan Agricultural College, you know, MAC, had a newspaper. It was a weekly called the Hold Cat, and that's named for an ancient sailing ship. And I sure wish I knew why. So I have to dig in and do a little bit of research there. But so in 1909, they had this newspaper, and what they said in 1910 was in an editorial that we needed some journalism classes, especially when it comes to the engineering and agricultural subjects, because those are the most popular there. And so in April of 1910, what the students want, the students got, and there was the first class. And if you will let me, 2 years later, they were so happy because they now had two typewriters to share among the journalism students.
Two,
so that when we complain about equipment today, I reflect on that.
Well, I can't begin to talk about the whole CAD, but I do know that roughly 40 years ago, the Michigan State University yearbook was named the Wolverine.
Yes.
And that lasted a long, long time until it became, what, the Red Cedar Log?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
all right.
And so if you're talking about 40 years ago or so, and I'm going to hedge on those 40 years, I want to just let you know that in 1969,
yeah,
Michigan journalism students carried 15 manual typewriters to the Edmond Building, and they protested the state of journalism equipment and facilities. So we're an active bunch. But today, you know, a lot of the today our computers are no more than 3 years old. So here again, what the students want, the students get.
Journalism has changed so much, and journalism instruction has changed with it. But I've often told people that if you want to major in journalism, it doesn't matter whether you wind up writing for a daily paper, you're going to learn some skills which will serve you very well in whatever you pursue.
Absolutely. Certainly when it comes to journalism and when it comes to writing, and writing can be across all different types of platforms. Writing is often a person's first impression of an individual. And I have had many public relations departments call asking for journalists because they can write for video, they can write for print. I have even had a few museums call because journalists know how to write things clearly and concisely and be able to say in a few pithy words what an image is all about. So,
and I think it goes far beyond that, Lucinda, not just business writing and the writing attributes, but the thinking aspect of this and the fact that journalists learn to think in a critical way.
Well, that's true, and that is exactly what our slogan is. And we start off with that phrase, critical thinking. We say critical thinking, excellent writing, and superb visual communication skills are the hallmarks of our students. Certainly, they must learn how to do research. They must think about when somebody is saying something, why is this person saying this? Why is this person saying this this time? And in a variety of, and why is this person telling me? And, you know, just a variety of things that they need to think about as something is said. And they also need to use creativity and imagination on where to find information, whether it's in a written form, whether it comes to interviewing somebody. And certainly interviewing is in itself a very special skill. As you know and as you've been doing with me, you don't ask, you know, closed-ended questions. You ask open-ended questions, and you never know what the person will pop up with when they respond to you.
And I know some people who try to script questions, and they don't even hear the answers. And you could tell me that I had three ears, and I would just go right on the way I was. And that's the kind of thing that I think journalism education really does teach you, listening skills.
Yeah.
And maybe more than what we say, it's what we hear. We have to be not only message senders, but message receivers.
Yes, indeed. They, you know, and it's and there are different skills when you talk to someone face-to-face. You learn a lot from facial expressions. Certainly on the telephone, we learn a lot when somebody pauses quite a bit, uses different inflections. We have to use different skills when we interview online. And that's just an example when it just comes to interviewing.
Lucinda Davenport, director of the MSU School of Journalism, our guest, the school celebrating 100 years of journalism education. Lucinda, how long have you been at Michigan State University?
Oh, I've been a faculty member in the School of Journalism for about 20 years.
Let's just go back, let's say 15 years.
Okay.
What's the biggest change you have seen in the last 15 years?
Let's see. I would say that probably about 15 years ago, we were putting in, and maybe it's a little bit longer than that, we were putting in our first networked labs. In fact, they were probably the first, they were the first Macintosh network labs.
Okay.
In the university. And we were holding classes to help students learn how to use a computer. We would hold that the week before classes started and just have, you know, and so over time we've had to, you know, is it the chicken and the egg? Do we write with computers and send things online? Are there going to be people online? When I first came here, I was teaching students how to build electronic bulletin board systems, and video tech services is what it was called, with CompuServe and America Online. And as time has gone by, students have become more savvy.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly faculty have become more savvy. And I think what's very interesting these days is that depending upon whom one talks to and what age, journalism has different meanings for different people. Students are really excited about, you know, the evolving industry.
Right.
It used to be when somebody graduated, they would go, it was lockstep. They would take somebody else's place who just got a promotion, who took somebody else's place who just retired.
Right.
And it was very hard to start your own media company. You had to have so much money for newspapers or for a radio station or TV. And now, I mean, it is just evolving so much, and it's so exciting. And for instance, we offer a new class called Creating and Marketing Journalism and Mass Media. That is filled immediately, where students are able to create their own ideas of what is journalism, whether it's the content or the
right.
Device.
How many students in the School of Journalism today, Lucinda?
There's about 530.
And more than 5,000 have graduated from MAC, MSC, and MSU and gone on and done a lot of great things. Saturday is a celebration, and people want more information about that. You can go online to 100100.jrn.msu.edu. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Lucinda, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well, and thank you, and we hope to see you there.
All right. I would be there if I was not going to be working in Evanston, Illinois that day.